What does nano mean for us? This sign and table explore the ways that nanotechnology might influence our lives and provide different perspectives on nanotechnology. The vertical sign has a large photo of a city. In the foreground of the photograph, there is a row of brick houses surrounded by leafy trees. In the background of the photo, there are tall skyscrapers. The text suggests that nanotechnology will affect our economy, environment, and personal lives. Some scientists think that new nanotechnologies could transform our lives just as much as the automobile or personal computer. As individuals and communities, we'll need to balance the costs, risks, and benefits of nanotechnologies. By deciding whether to use products made with nanotechnology, each one of us helps shape nano research and development. Companies and governments also shape our nano future by deciding which technologies to invest in and how to regulate them. The table attached to the sign has a series of flipboards which introduce different perspectives about nanotechnology. The top side of each flipboard shows a photograph of a person. If you flip the boards up, you can learn about those people's thoughts on nanotechnology. From left to right, the people are Gail, from an environmental organization, Jessica, from a medical research center, Raphael, from a humanitarian agency, and David, from a venture capital firm. Starting on the left-hand side, the first flipboard shows Gail, from an environmental organization. Gail says, "I got interested in nanotechnology for the environmental benefits it could bring, and then the risk question jumped out at me. Nanotechnology could lead to new ways of creating energy and cleaning up pollution. But there's a lot we don't know. Will it also create new risks for people and the environment? My organization is working to advance nanotechnology responsibly by involving stakeholders to help shape it. That includes the government, industry, and citizens. Nanotechnology is still developing, so we can get it right the first time." The second flipboard shows Jessica, who works in a medical research center. Jessica says, "My team is developing a cancer treatment that targets tumors without affecting healthy parts of the body. Nanotechnology gives us a whole new way to approach medicine because we're working at the same scale the human body is built on. People ask me if nanomedical treatments will be risky. They might be, but existing treatments are risky too. Chemotherapy is very hard on your body. If we can target just the tumor, that means fewer side effects." The third flipboard shows Raphael, who works in a humanitarian agency. Raphael says, "I work to improve living conditions in developing countries. In many parts of the world, people don't have access to safe drinking water. New nanofilters are cheap and easy to use, and they remove bacteria, viruses, and heavy metals from water, so they could help prevent disease in many parts of the world. I'm optimistic about nanotechnology, but it can't do everything. It's not a silver bullet. We still need to work to change governments and other institutions." The last flipboard shows David, who works in a venture capital firm. David says, "I invest funds in high-tech industries, so I pay attention to nanotech companies. As a professional, I'm excited about the potential of nanotechnology. But as a parent, I have some concerns. I want to know my kids are safe. Not many people realize that nanotechnology is already in food. Ingredients that are generally regarded as safe can act differently on the nanoscale, so size is important. I think industry and the government need to work together to protect consumers." These are just some of the different ways we can think about nanotechnology and how it will be a part of our lives.